From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. A British member of parliament is dead after being shot and stabbed on a street in northern England, according to UK officials. Joe Cox, a 41-year-old member of the opposition Labour Party and mother of two, was shot and reported stabbed near Leeds today. A 52-year-old male suspect is in custody. West Yorkshire officials say they believe no further arrests are expected. With 1 week before the EU referendum, campaigning has been suspended across the country tonight. British Prime Minister David Cameron offered a statement about the country's loss.
She was a bright star, no doubt about it, a star for her constituents, a star in Parliament, and a star right across the House. And we've lost a star, but above all, I'm thinking of her husband, Brendan, the children, the family, and her constituents, who will be feeling this huge sense of loss tonight. And I think it's right we stop the campaigning activity, we think of them, and think of what they've lost.
A spokesman for the rival group backing the so-called Brexit says its group has also stopped campaigning for the day. President Barack Obama is in Orlando, Florida today, the site of Sunday's mass shooting at the Pulse nightclub that killed 49 people and wounded more than 50. VOA correspondent Cindy Sain is traveling with the president and talked with us about the president's mission.
Well, he said he wants to show the people of Orlando that the country stands with them, that members of the LGBT community, that they are not alone, and that the whole country stands in solidarity with them as they seek to recover and to heal after this mass shooting.
Meantime, federal agents say the wife of the man who carried out the shooting, Omar Mateen, had some knowledge of his plans and may have failed to alert police. Investigators allege Mateen's wife went with him on a reconnaissance mission to the club and to purchase ammunition, but warned her husband not to carry out the attack. This is VOA News.